Chapter 3. John chapter 3. Thank you, Junior, for trying, son. John 3, familiar scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means if Trina or Johnny or Bill or Mr. Chavis or Miss Sue or whoever would believe, would have everlasting life. And Tammy said she too.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And Miss Geraldine, you too. Yeah. Whoever would believe. And I've read in the Bible where whoever believed in his name would be saved. God has made the bar so low that everybody can be saved, Brother Chavis. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to do anything. Even Thomas can be saved. Amen, Tom? Okay, here's what I'm going to talk about with you today. Calvary. The Academy of Love. Let that sink in. Calvary. The Academy of love. Do you need love? Do you want love? Where do you go to find love? There's only one place to find real love. The love you need. The love that will satisfy the longing of your heart. That love was displayed at Calvary, the Academy of Love. Academy, what an academy is a place of study or training in a special field. That's what Calvary is about. It's a special place where the love of God was displayed. And that's what our message is centered on. Calvary, the Academy of Love. There are many institutions you might turn to. There are many other avenues you might consider. But only at Calvary will you discover just what you've been longing for and looking for all your life. Some people find it early. Some people find it late in life. Most people never find it. Only at Calvary can you be made whole. Your soul needs peace with God, and only the love of God can provide it. God, because of Calvary, has made a way for you and for me to have peace with God. And it's because of the love that was displayed at that cross. Today there are many souls perishing while they're searching. But they're looking in the wrong places for the love they need. What the world, you remember that song? What the world needs now is love. But it needs God's love. It needs God's love. God's love has been given. It's been on display. And it's being preached today all over the world. Calvary, the Academy of Love. I've never known anyone who did not want or need love. Everybody wants love. Everybody needs love. Do you know why God loves you so much? Do you know why God loves someone like you? Because your soul is precious. Your soul is valuable. You, don't you forget this ever, were made for God. There's never been a person that was not made for God. But God is allowing us to decide, do we want Him? Do we want to live under His rules? Let me share with you some basic blessings from the Academy of Love that God's Word teaches us. There's nothing among men more complete than a marriage where two people, a man and a woman. Do I need to repeat that? A man and a woman are loving and working together as God planned for them to do. That's a pretty and beautiful picture in the eyes of God. He planned it that way. It was God who made a man need a woman. And it was God who made the woman for the man, and not the man for the woman. And that is not my opinion. That is the Scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 11, 8 and 9, for the man is not of the woman. Isn't that amazing? The first man didn't come from a woman. You lay in your bed at night sometime and ponder that. The first man, the first person, didn't come from another person. But the woman is of the man. The woman came from the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Again, 1 Corinthians 11, 8 and 9. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. That was it. That's after God had made Adam and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And by the way, remember this. Adam was made of dust. Think of what a lowly creature man is. Did you know Adam's body was made of the same elements that's in the soil outside this building today? About 18 different elements that makes up the dirt. That's what our body is made up as, and we'll go back to that. And he slept, and God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. Folks, think about this. God took a rib and made a woman. And brought her unto the man. It don't say God breathed into her nostrils. That's interesting too, isn't it? She got her life from the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Isha in the Hebrew. And he's Ish. Male and female. Because she was taken out of man. She came from the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. Genesis 2, 21 through 24. I just love that scripture. What a miracle God did with a rib. Amen? Honey, did you know? What a rib. The first woman did not come from a womb. But Jesus did. But from the side and the rib of a man, the first woman. And boy, she's something to look at. Elizabeth Taylor would have blushed. Amen. Eve, probably the most beautiful wife of Adam, came from the Academy of Love. The love of God. God gave his best. And how beautiful she was. How beautiful they both were. Fresh from the hand of God. They probably looked like they were 20 years of age. That's the way we'll look in heaven. Amen? Amen, Miss Jolene? Amen. Amen. You won't have to go and get your hair colored no more, dear. Amen. The first institution God ordained was marriage. There's only three institutions really in the world today. Did you know that? You know what the three institutions are, church? Marriage, human government, and the third one is the church. That's the only three institutions God approved of. When this institution is violated, marriage, when marriage is violated, it creates all kind of problems in society. And we know about it, don't we? Broken homes, shattered lives, children without moms and dads, diseases, financial burdens, poverty. Yeah. Too many families are divided and love is void, fussing and fighting. And God didn't plan it that way at all. Husbands, love your wives. And be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, baby. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. I'm reading the scriptures. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Words of wisdom from Colossians 3, 19 through 21. This is what makes a home great, a community great. It's what would make a nation great, and boy, does our nation need it. Families following the principles of Christian living. These are the people God can bless and use to bless others with. I was raised in that kind of a home. Our home wasn't perfect, but it was a Christian home. And there was no fussing and fighting in our home between us young'uns or our parents. The family is God's design for the good of all mankind. God planned families. And I hear of too many families, they can't get along. Brothers and sisters. Parents. A family respecting one another, loving one another, brings the smile of God from the Academy of Love. friends. How wonderful to have friends. Friends at work. Friends at church. Friends in the community. How rich we are when we have friends who are dependable and trustworthy. Even more so when they're Christian friends. Those who know the hope we have in Christ enrich our lives by their faith in the Lord. The Academy of Love keeps on giving us the best of life when we have Christian friends. There is a friend from the Academy of Love, and his name is Jesus. He loves us. He loves for us to encourage and support one another.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Johnny said a while ago, we all got our problems. Brother Brewer's heart is heavy. You sense it. I try to pray for them every day. One of these days when the road's caught up yonder, oh, there's going to be some glory displayed with them.
Yes,
keep praying for them.
Amen.
Pray for one another.
Yes.
We all need one another's prayer.
True.
I don't do it every day. I pray for the church every day. But many times, I'll start over there with Brother Carey, Miss Sue, and I go around our church and I call the names of our people to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, pastors with big churches can't do that, can they?
That's right.
Because I know you might not tell me you got problems. Issues. We all have them. Faye and I have been troubled over our little cat. But you know what? The Lord's bringing that little cat back around. He gives me sugar again. Amen?
Aww.
Yeah. Pray for one another. Pray for the church. We're God's family. We're God's people, folks. We all hurt. Just the wisdom writer wrote in Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, you can get where it seems like you don't have a friend in the world, even though you do have, but you can seem like that. You can get to the place the body can't help you but the Lord. Did you know that?
Amen.
You can get to the place nobody can't help you but the Lord.
And
that's the friend you want to know. John 15:14. You are my friends, Jesus said, if you do whatever I command you. The Academy of Love has provided Calvary, and he's provided a career or vocation for all of us. Everyone was not designed for the same task. We had a problem at the church last Sunday. Miss Linda said, this machine is leaking. It's pouring water on the floor. Well, we went and got Mr. Can Do It Everything, Chavis. And he went back there, and you know what he found? A piece of some kind of gum or something on the inside on the seal of the door. Where it come from, we don't know. It was causing the little unit to leak water on the floor. He took his thumbnail and scraped it off. I went back Monday and checked it when I was out here recording, and it was still a leaking. I said, oh my goodness. I come back out here Saturday to make the bulletins, and I went around there and I looked at it again. It was as dry as a paper towel. That wood had dried up. He had done it again. Amen. Everybody don't have the same talent, folks, to know what to do. That's my point. We're all gifted and talented different by our Creator. As our human body has many members, each designated for a different function. It would be something to see Bill back there walking on his hands, wouldn't it? But God didn't design him to walk by his hands. He walked on his feet. Amen? That's why you got feet. God has designed us alike. We're all alike. But we're different in life's assignments. Brother Johnny gave the Sunday school lesson. Some of y'all wouldn't do that. Well, that's all right. God designed Johnny to do that.
Amen.
Amen? That's the point I'm trying to make. What if everybody was a farmer? Who would provide electricity? Who would fix the plumbing if everybody was a farmer? Who would make you a cell phone if everybody was a farmer? God made us alike, but He's gifted us differently because in His wisdom, He knew the needs of a society of people that needed to live in the world. And all love is proceeding from God, the fountainhead of love. And He loves this creation, and He loves man in particularly.
Amen.
And He made us like we are because He knew that's the way things needed to be. Today, many colleges, schools, and higher learning centers are failing miserably in teaching morals and rational thinking. There's too much insane thinking, like there is no God. Now, that is an insane thought, isn't it?
Yes,
that the Bible is not true, it is. And that there's no life after death, there is. There is no sin, they say, some of them. And that there's no hell. Well, too many is going to find out they were tragically wrong. Amen. While the Academy of Calvary is being ignored, it is at the same time condemning all those who refuse to listen to its message. God put that cross outside Jerusalem. Jesus Christ was hung between heaven and earth so all the world would know. He was not dead without the world knew what was going on. And even Jesus Christ coming into the world has changed the calendars that the atheists go by. Amen? A general knowledge of this old book, the Bible, and its teaching is priceless and more valuable than all the college's trainings and all the money in the world.
Amen.
If you got a general understanding of this book here, you're very well trained, well informed. My understanding is most people to get to heaven will be people that was, by world standards, ignorant. But they believed the book and what it said. Matthew 16 and 26, for what is a man profited if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Boy, that's some verses to make you think about. As I've stated, an academy is a place of study in a special field. And the cross is a place you can do some good studying about the love of God. Because God was putting for all the world to see and to know how much He loved everybody. Sending His only Son, His darling Son, His Son that once resided in His bosom, came in to be mistreated like He was in the world that He made, and even by His own people. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. And our thoughts today, the study of Calvary, where God's only Son was crucified. His only Son. Because of His great love for us. Did you know there was no other plan, even in the wisdom and the mind of God, that could have got rid of our sin except for Jesus Christ to die? Did you know there was no other plan? There was no other way? Jesus prayed that in the Garden of Gethsemane when He was pleading, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but if not, Thy will be done. There was no other way, folks, for us to be saved. It is here we discover the depth and the greatness of God's love for us and for all mankind. What He would go to rescue my soul, to let His Son die for me, me the guilty, Him the innocent. Yet He was willing. Who His own self bear our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, that's all we can do with sin, should live under righteousness. Quit sinning when you get saved. Start living righteously. That's what the Academy of Love has accomplished. By whose stripes you're healed, 1 Peter 2:24. Think of the people whose sins are paid for. Listen to this. Think of the people whose sins are paid for and they don't even appreciate it or take advantage of it. And He is the propitiation of our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, 1 John 2:2 states. The whole world. He paid for their sin. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sin in His own blood, Revelation 1:5 states. Think of that. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. God's Son has paid for everybody's sin so everyone could be saved. Sadly, too few people are taking advantage of the love of God. How will people in hell react when it was themselves who failed to receive the free gift of salvation from the Academy of Calvary? Multitudes in hell will think forever of their lost opportunity. In Hebrews 2:14, here's another blessing from the Academy of Love at Calvary. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also, he Jesus himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death, listen to this, that through his death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus had to die to break the devil's power. Think of that one. In 1 John 3:8, for the devil sinned from the beginning. He's the original sinner. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen? One day Satan will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone to spend eternity. Remember that song, Oh Happy Day? Oh, happy day. Oh, yeah. Boy, won't that be the day? Maybe the Lord will gather us all around and let us sing together. Oh, happy day. Satan's plan to be God and rule the world will fail miserable. Satan wants to rule God's world. The world God made. He wants to rule it. Well, he is the prince of the power of the air right now, folks. But he's restrained and limited, praise God. And one day he'll be completely out of business. Satan is an embarrassment to himself and to all who follow him. Lastly, Jesus accomplished the will of God. He went away the second time and he prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, how heavy his heart was. If this cup may not pass from me except I drink it, thy will be done. What cup's he talking about? The cup of being made sin on the cross, being judged for sin on the cross, suffering, humiliated, mocked. But there was no other way. Think of the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, and there was no other way for sinners to be made acceptable. That's something a little scary, isn't it? Jesus came to do the Father's will. He never sought to do his own will. He said that many times. I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of my Father. That's something we all need to learn. We need to learn to die to sin. We still got that nature. You got to watch it. We need to know that Satan cannot make you do anything. Was it Flip Wilson or one of those comics that used to say, Satan made me do it? Devil can't make you do anything. He can suggest it, but he doesn't make you do it. He's defeated. He's a loser. We need to always seek God's will. What does God want? His word tells us what he wants. He wants us to live righteous. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to share his good message, his good word. It's never wrong to do God's will. Did you hear what I said? It's never wrong to do God's will. Sometimes God's will hurts. I lost one of my best friends one time when I told him we couldn't allow that to happen. When I first started my ministry, we were the closest of friends. But after that, it was strained. But you got to do what's right. The Academy of Calvary, only God could have and would have provided sinners such a place where they could be reconciled back to God. God's love is pure. God's love is eternal. And God's love is for you and you and you. This is the time of year we think a lot about God's love when He sent us a Savior, don't we? Everybody's so excited now. Why don't we have this spirit throughout the whole year? But on December the 26th, it'll be gone. Everybody be back in that mode again. I didn't get what I wanted. I don't like what I got. You know what I'm saying, folks? If we have Jesus, we ought to be satisfied. If you have Jesus, you ought to be satisfied. If you got Jesus, you got all you need. Let's fill our heart. Let Him fill our hearts and life with His love that was revealed at the Academy of Calvary. He loves us, folks. I know sometimes life gets hard for all of us. I had a treatment Friday. You know, I'm glad I can have them. It prolongs life a little bit. We have things that happen in our life we don't like. We have to deal with it. But the thing is, God is with us. God is with us. God is allowing it for some purpose we may not know or understand. But let's trust Him. Let's love Him. Let's keep being faithful to Him, folks. Because look what He's did for us. He didn't have to do it. But His love was that great. And loving God, we praise You today. We worship You today. We give our humble thanks to our great Redeemer. And we praise You in Jesus' precious name. Bless this congregation that's gathered here on this Lord's Day. Some have difficult issues in their life and problems and afflictions. Lord, give the grace each one needs to sustain. Encourage, Lord. Take Your loving arms and embrace them, Lord, and draw them to Your bosom, Lord. Let them lean on Your mighty bosom, Lord, and sense Your precious love, Lord. And Lord, thank You for loving such sinners that You redeemed as we are and making us acceptable, the one day to live in Your presence forever. And we thank You and love You in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. May God speak to hearts today. Challenge your hearts today. If you don't know the Lord, hey, today's the day to know the Lord. And if you'll ask Him to come into your heart and life and save you, He will. All you got to do is ask. It's free.